PJM stakeholders endorse manual revisions for modeling DERs, written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. The PJM Planning Committee on December 2 endorsed by acclamation manual revisions to reflect how distributed energy resources would be accredited for participation in the 2028-29 base residual auction, or BRA, in compliance with FERC Order 2222. The market-side rules were endorsed by the Market Implementation Committee in November. The changes to Manual 20A, Resource Adequacy Analysis, detail how components of DERs would be reflected in Effective Load Carrying Capability, or ELCC, modeling and the Reserve Requirement Study, or RRS, how hourly output would be simulated for each component technology class, and how Accredited Unforced Capacity, or AUCAP, would be calculated for each resource. Class ratings would not be produced for DERs as a whole. Instead, they would be calculated for each resource based on its composition. The proposed Manual 21B, PJM Rules and Procedures for Determination of Generating Capability, language includes the calculation of installed capacity, or ICAP, and effective nameplate capacity values for each DER component, and how backcasts of hourly performance would be produced. Aggregations including wind or solar components can substitute PJM's backcast with their own, going back to June 1, 2012, with accompanying documentation of the methodology and date used to produce it. Planning Manual Revisions Endorsed. Stakeholders endorsed revisions to Manual 14B, PJM Region Transmission Planning Process, drafted through its periodic review, including several administrative updates and a change to ambient ratings to conform with FERC Order 881. When PJM is developing the light load ambient ratings in the assumptions for the Regional Transmission Expansion Plan, or RAETEP, transmission owners would be permitted to choose either the default 59F thermal rating or 60F. The RAETEP reliability planning section was tweaked to add phase angle regulators when referencing phase shifting transformers to improve consistency between manuals and the new equipment energization process checklist. The section was updated with links to the relevant PJM departments. First read on manual revisions expanding dual fuel definition. PJM presented a first read on revisions to Manual 21B to reflect FERC-approved changes to the definition of dual-fuel gas generation to include configurations where the secondary fuel is stored off-site but connected to the generator with a dedicated firm pipeline. When first introducing changes to the governing documents in June, Dominion said resources with a dedicated connection to secondary fuels can provide a comparable level of reliability as those where the fuel is stored on-site.